Welcome to Inner Bloom, a podcast about how to live a happier, healthier, more harmonious life as you learn how to work with the universe, reconnect with your intuition, and bloom from within. I'm Alexa, a writer, producer, and EFT practitioner with a passion for all things metaphysical. And with me is my friend and co-host, Ambi.
I'm Ambi, a physical therapy assistant, mom of three, and intuitive medium who has been communicating with the spirit world since the age of five. Some might call it woo-woo, but from our perspective, anything is possible, and we intend to normalize the abnormal by sharing our own life experiences as well as intuitive insights, channeled material, wisdom from special guests, and any other resources we believe will help our souls expand and thrive.
Hello, all you bloomers. That's what I decided I'm going to call the listeners. Ambi, by the way, bloomers.
I like that.
Cool. Welcome back to another episode of Inner Bloom. Ambi, how are you doing today?
I'm super duper. How are you?
I'm awesome. I'm feeling good. I woke up on the right side of the bed in the right vibration. So feeling excited to record this episode because today we're going to do another channeling with you and your ET friend, John.
Yay.
So John helps Ambi with her readings quite a bit, and also has made it pretty clear that he has a lot to teach us about how to enjoy our lives more. So yeah, let's Ambi, do you need time to get into a space or
I'm doing that right now.
Okay.
And he's here. So when I channel, I just want everybody to know, we've kind of had this conversation, but he doesn't like jump into my body and anything like that. Talked about that for a while, and I'm just not comfortable with it. Mm-hmm. So basically, it's me telling you guys what he's saying.
Yeah. And that's like an interesting finding, because what we're realizing, you know, through your experience is that there's all different ways to do this and communicate, which is cool.
Right.
Okay. So is John present?
Yeah.
Hi, John. What's up?
Hello.
Okay. So first of all, actually there's just one housekeeping question. John, where are you from?
Ooh.
What?
So galactic Phalasar. What's galactic Phalasar? What is that?
I don't know.
What is it, Alexa?
Is it Galactic Federation or Phalasar? Is that? I don't know what Phalasar means.
I don't know what that means either. Let me ask if it's Federation or. No, it's similar to the Federation, but it's not a part of. So it's a different space. It's a different entity. It's a branch of that. And what his job is to come help these beautiful beings of light. And he's touching my face.
Oh, like us.
Yes.
Like we're humans. The beautiful beings.
Yeah.
So has this always been his job?
In the beginning, no. He said no. In the beginning, it wasn't, because you have to reach a certain vibration before you can help others. But now, the last few hundred years, it has been.
Cool.
And he said that like it's not a long time.
It's not a long time to him.
Yeah.
I guess in eternity, that's not very long at all.
That's not very long at all.
Okay, cool. Well, what kind of ET is he? Is he like a tall gray or a small gray or none of those?
He's an Arcturian.
Oh, I know Arcturians. That's cool. Okay, that makes more sense to me. Yeah, because they are really here to help us. Okay, I understand. Okay, cool. Does he have a body?
Not in this physical space, he does not.
But in another space, he does?
Yes, in another space. Oh my gosh, he's like super he's always intelligent, but anyway. So in another space, do you have a physical body? Yes, in the astral plane, in the dream realm, he has a physical body, and that's why originally he wanted us to meet him there.
Okay, but what does that body look like?
He's tall. Mm-hmm. And he does wear like nice attire, like a robe type attire. He has white hair.
What?
Yeah, that's what he's showing me, white hair. But then he's transforming. Hold on. He said, however I present myself to light beings, he keeps calling us light beings. Mm. However I present myself to light beings, so I don't intimidate them or scare them, is how I'll present myself.
Okay. So how he appears depends on the person.
Correct.
Interesting.
For you, he said for Alexa, it would be an angel.
Oh, because anything else would scare me?
Because you wouldn't understand anything else.
Oh, okay. Am I ever going to see him?
He said that's the best way to approach you is through an angel. He's showing me, do you like fairies? He's showing me like...
Yeah, I do like fairies.
Yeah, he's showing me like a fairy on your fingertip. He said I could come through that way as well. He said, yes, if you want, we can meet.
I do want. I just don't know how.
To expand your consciousness.
Yeah.
That's what we're here to discuss today.
Okay. All right. So speaking of that, John, do you have a curriculum that you want to talk about today? Because I feel like in our past conversations, you've been very specific about things you do and don't want to talk about. So is there something specific you want to discuss today?
He said, today is my show and you guys are watching it.
Awesome. So well, take it away.
He said, today I've been talking to Ambrosia about being like little ants, which I have heard that in my head today, and how ants build their tribe and they build their community and they build their... homes and ancestry. Mm-hmm. And then someone comes over, like a light being, and they think it's funny to put water on them, and all the ants disappear. Mm. He said, humans are similar. You build these towers, you build these buildings, you build this community, and then something can come and wash it away, and you think somehow that you're disconnected from other creatures on this planet, but you're not. You're the same. We're the same. And all of these creatures have discovered that when you are vibrating at a certain frequency, other things open up for you. And humans have not yet discovered this, that if you vibrate at a few frequency, then you can move, like the podcast, you can move mountains.
Mm.
So, but you choose, instead of to move mountains, you choose to limit yourself and tie yourself down like an elephant chain.
And how do we do that?
By allowing others to come into our vibration or come into our energy field, or by allowing others to put a cap on us or putting the limiting belief on us.
And what do you mean by allowing others to come into our energy field? Are you talking about other people?
Yes. Mothers are a good example of this. Fathers, sisters, family members are a very good example of this, because when you have an idea and you want to share that idea with a family member, or you are excited about something or you're appreciative of something,
yeah,
then the family member, out of fear, tells you that it's not possible to fly. It's not possible to do these things. And yet you believe them. Why? Why would you believe them when they can't do these things themselves? But who's to say you can't do these things themselves? Who's to say that you can't channel me, Alexa?
Mm, true. I was just having this conversation with my dad the other day. My dad, he loves piano. Like, he just is obsessed with piano. But he doesn't have anyone to talk to about his love of piano. So he keeps talking to me and my mom about it. And, like, we don't understand what he's talking about. Like, we don't play piano, really. So I suddenly said to him, I'm like, Dad, we are the worst people to talk to about this because we know you too well. You need to find somebody who, like, like loves piano too and loves what you love. And when you find that person, just like when I found Ambi, all these things will open up for you because your family's the worst people to talk to this shit about, to talk about this shit with, you know?
Your family is good for protection. Your family is good as a heart center.
Mm-hmm.
Your family is not good to talk about your potential with because they know what your limiting beliefs are, and they use those limiting beliefs to try to keep you down to their frequency because they're afraid of you rising to a higher frequency.
Yes.
And I keep seeing actual levitation, people actually levitating.
Oh.
Hold on, he wants to talk more.
Okay.
What would happen if you were actually to defy gravity? What would you do? What would you do if you were actually able to fly? Would you freak out? Most light beings would freak out because they don't see other light beings levitating and floating around on this planet. But you are capable of this. Everyone is capable of this, and yet no one's doing it. Everyone's capable of teleportation, and you have not figured this out yet. And it's amazing how you limit yourself, and you creatures are so trivial in your unhappiness. If you'd learned that these things don't matter, you would be free.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying that we literally, if we believed it, then we actually could teleport right now.
Yes, but it's so much more than that.
What is it?
It's so much more than just believing in a belief. It's divine love and divine appreciation for that belief, and also divine knowing. Knowing that you can do it without any doubt or fear in your mind at all. Once doubt and fear come into your mind, that puts the cap on your potential.
So how do we get rid of I don't want to say get rid, but how do we transcend these doubts and fears? Is it simply a matter of focus? Is that the best way? Just focus on what we want, not what we don't want? Or are, you know, things like tapping and like breath work and stuff part of it? Or what is the best way to transcend those?
He said, that is why you're here. Isn't that the question? That's the answer that everyone wants, is that's why you're in this school, to learn how to get rid of those limiting beliefs. And one specific way is not the right way for everyone. It's different based on your unique perspective. And that's the beauty in this. It's a trial and error of figuring out what will work for you and what will not work for you. And then that will develop over time. And you keep doing these different tasks, testing yourself to try to figure out what is working, what is not working, and so you can accelerate to a higher and higher and higher plane.
Okay. Well, is becoming like a child, because that's what's been popping up for me a lot, is like this childlike mentality. It's like, I feel like when we're in that childlike mentality, when we actually allow ourselves to be like a child for 5 minutes, that's when it feels like anything is possible.
Because they have no resistance in what is possible and what is not possible, right?
Right.
They've been here before and they still remember the last time they were here in most cases.
Right.
And these children that you're speaking about are actually much, much wiser than the adults on your planet.
Yeah.
And the reason for that is many, many, many reasons that I can't go into, but I will go into two.
Okay.
One reason is the resistance that you're talking about, and that is correct. They don't have as much resistance, except for a few exceptions. They don't have as many resistance and as many limiting beliefs as the rest of you do.
Right.
The other thing is their potential is unlimited. Once you become an adolescent on this planet, you start to realize that your potential is limited. What do you want to be when you grow up? Do you want to be a doctor? Do you want to be a lawyer? Do you want to be a superhero? No one asks a child, what will make you happy? Mm-hmm. How can you sustain this happiness for as long as possible? And in many cases, it's coloring. I want to color. I want to play pretend. Pretend is a way to transcend your limiting beliefs. Coloring is another way. Adults call it art, painting. It's the same. It's the same frequency. It's the same vibration. Music is another way. You never see a child worried about if someone is watching them or if they're going to end up on YouTube or if they're going to be made fun of. You only see this child dancing and having fun because that's what makes them happy. So yes, being a child is a great way to raise your vibration. However, you do need to understand what is happening. And for that reason, you don't see children floating around on this planet. You don't see them, in many cases, moving objects with their mind or things of that nature. You're seeing it more and more, but that's because of the agreement that we've had with humans on your planet.
What is that agreement?
Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
What we came to show you is that you are able to do these things as well. You are able to do these things as adults and old people. Old people are really well and great at this as well because there's no more resistance about the death process.
Wait, say that one more time. You broke up. Old people. Sorry.
Old people are good at this
because
there's no resistance around the death process.
Oh.
They understand that it's coming and they've come to peace with this. And that's what limits a lot of people is the death process or this fear of something going wrong or leaving people behind, something along those lines, because that stops a lot of people's potential. You wouldn't jump out of an airplane without a parachute. And why? Because you're afraid you'll pass.
Right.
Right.
Well, totally. Okay. Well, can I say something that I've noticed is like the prime thing that keeps popping up for people that I think is like limiting them so much is the fear that they're not getting it right.
Mm-hmm.
That is like seems so core to a lot of me especially, but I think a lot of people just like this fear that there's a right thing to do and I'm not getting it right because it seems like the options are limitless and people are so confused because they've been guided by other people for so long that they just are so confused about what is right for them and what isn't.
And that is the kicker, is what is right and what is wrong for each individual is unique as the individual. And what is right for you might not be correct for Ambrosia,
mm-hmm.
and vice versa. And you, this is going back to getting into your frequency. It's the same thing that we're talking about. There is no right and wrong. And it depends upon your frequency. You can tell. And that's why you were gifted with these emotions, because that's what allows you to feel if this is right or if this is wrong. Mm-hmm. And it's only vibration. So it's a higher vibration or a lower vibration. And you're not going to receive as many intellectual insights from us when you are at a lower vibration, because we won't meet you there. We will not.
Right.
We will meet you at a higher vibration. And when you go into appreciation, that's a higher vibration. Happiness, bliss, those are all higher vibrations. And how you get there is your choice. And that is why you're in this school. Because it's your choice and your lesson to learn how to get to these vibrations.
And are we in this school to evolve individually? Like, why did we come to this school?
Of course, you chose to come to this school because it's difficult. You chose to come to this school because you get to raise your vibration or lower your vibration. And that is what you do every day, in every minute and every second. You raise your vibration or you lower your vibration. And you allow others to raise your vibration or lower your vibration. And that's why you're constantly trying to raise your vibration despite what others say, because that's the lesson here, right? We're trying to raise our vibration constantly, no matter what, no matter the circumstance.
Right, unconditionally. Okay, so here's a question. So something else that pops up a lot that I think really like gets me caught up is this feeling that that I don't have enough, like that I'm not enough. It's like I have all these desires, right? And for me, I don't know why it really manifests with clothing. Like I keep feeling like I just need one more piece of clothing. I just need one more piece of clothing and then I'll be good. And I know this has to do with like how I'm presenting myself or how I feel about myself. And I'm very aware of the fact that the key to, you know, having everything that you want is already feeling like you do, right? But it's still, it's like, it just feels like I need these external things to feel like I'm presentable or like I'm how I want to be. So how do we deal with that? Like, how do we reconcile those feelings and connect with the abundance that we already are?
That's more of a human question that you would need to ask another light being. That is not something for us to answer because it's individualized to each one of you. And when you lower your vibration to that frequency of not enoughness, then that's what you're going to get more of. That's basic law of attraction, but that's not what we came here to discuss with you.
Oh, okay. All right. Maybe that's a question for Gandhi. Okay, sorry. So John, what else do you have to teach us today?
So many things. What do you have more questions?
Well, for some reason I had a question pop up when you were talking a few minutes ago, and I'm not sure why, because I don't know if it's actually relevant, but I just got this image of when I was younger, I wanted to be an actress so badly. Like I really wanted to be an actress, even though I had intense social anxiety and like a lot of fear of performing. But I guess when you were talking about pretending, that came up for me. I don't know why did I want to be that? Because I think about that and I'm like, is that a question to ask you? I don't know. Mm-hmm. It just popped in.
Well, it goes back to the being like a child. Mm-hmm. And what do you perceive that actors get to do? You perceive they get to play pretend. You perceive that they have no consequences. You perceive that they're happy and they look happy. However, they struggle with the same fears and emotions and frequencies that you do. Mm-hmm. This is not uncommon. Once you reach adolescence, your vibration plummets. And humans blame it on hormones. They blame it on other interactions with other light beings. However, it is not this. It's the parents or the caregivers' way of trying to limit their potential. Out of safety, of course, you don't want your child running across the street. However, that being said, if the child were to run across the street, we would protect them. If they were meant to be protected. If they were not meant to be protected, then they would not be protected and they go to a higher existence. So there's nothing to fear with any of this, but I understand how your emotions work and I understand how you feel when one of you passes away that is close to you. So I understand the limiting belief that comes when you want to protect your loved one. Mm-hmm. However, when you're protecting your loved one, be careful of your words because the words you're speaking is not only hurting that loved one, it's limiting their potential and limiting their belief. And that's what we do every single day. Mm. Every day we have to come down and tell you light beings how amazing you are. And it's not that we don't love it, but we could accelerate more if this was something that you already were gifted with.
If we already knew this, what would you be teaching us then? Like if
we would have so much fun. We would be teaching you how to, for some reason, Ambi really wants to levitate. Mm-hmm. So we'd be teaching you levitation. We'd be teaching you a different frequencies that are out of your realm of possibilities. Have you ever heard of time change? Have you ever made time move?
I don't know. Sometimes it feels like I have, I guess, but I don't know. Have I?
You people can do that all the time. You're keepers of time on your planet, and that is amazing. Mountains, physical objects moving all the time, not just little tiny pieces of paper, but giant objects as well. The thing you cannot do is control other light beings. Right. And that's what's most frustrating to you and to all of you is that you can't change or control others. That's what you're gifted with here. the ability to choose for yourself. You can put a spell on others, but it won't last long and they'll see through it.
Okay. Yeah, because like we've been basically taught that like the reason that we're unhappy is because other people are doing things that we don't like, right? But that's not why we're unhappy. We're unhappy because we're not in alignment with our true selves.
You're exactly. You're unhappy because you're not in alignment with your true self, but also you're trying to fill some type of void within. And that void can come from many areas. That void can come from past lives. That void can come from different galaxies, different entities. But mostly that void will come from your soul's path and how your soul or higher self is trying to expand you. So it's a gift as well.
Right. Well, so that's okay. So here, I'll bring up a specific example regarding that topic. So for me, every night, so marijuana, what do you think about marijuana? Let's start there.
I believe that it helps some of you relax. I believe that it also helps some of you reach that higher vibration that can't do it without it. And I also believe it dampens down a lot of vibration for certain individuals as well. It really depends on your... and the entity using it.
Yeah. See, because what I've realized is for me, I think at this point in my life, it dampens me. There can be occasions where it elevates me, but most of the time it just makes me tired. And I've noticed a trend where I just keep doing it though, even though it makes me tired. It's like the next day I get up and I'm like, oh, I'm not going to do that anymore. And then at night I do it again. And and I've recognized in myself, well, this must be trying to fill some sort of void. Like what void is this trying to fill? Like there's some reason that I keep doing it. It also is law of attraction, like, and momentum, you know, but I,
do you use this to make others happy? You are a very unique individual in the aspect of you like to make other people happy and you feel like if you're happy, then they'll be happy. And that's not the case. When you are at a certain vibration, you cannot lower your vibration to meet theirs. They have to go to you.
Yes.
And when you dampen yourself with this, that is what you're doing. Now, in the beginning, it wasn't always like that for you. This actually expanded your vibration and helped you reach a new level of being. However, that's not what it's doing currently. Correct?
Absolutely correct. On all fronts.
So you need to find a new art form. Painting, dancing. Why don't you dance more?
Yeah, I've been getting back into dancing and it makes me really happy. But yeah, I need to do it more. That's very true. And art, I used to do a lot of art too, and I haven't been doing that. I think because I've been getting in my head about getting, there's something about art now when I do it that I'm like, well, this isn't right. Like it's the right or wrong thing. And I know that's not what art is about, you know, but I feel like, oh, this, I don't know. Yeah.
Because these beautiful beings that are in your vibration, your parents, your other light beings have told you that that is not what it should look like. It should be different. You shouldn't have fun. You're not allowed to do these things. And yet it makes you happy. And that's why so many of you individuals are going through the same emotion. Because you know this will make you happy, dancing in the rain. And yet you're told many times that if you dance in the rain, you're going to catch a cold. And all of these terrible things will happen. But what will happen is you will be happy.
Yeah, there's and that's something that's been calling to me for sure, to just be silly and just kind of like do those things that that in my past I've been so self-conscious of, just because I've been taught that, well, other people will think that's weird, or other people will look at you, or other, you know, other people. And so, you know, how, okay, well, here's a question I have for you, John. Do you have any like processes like that you want to share in terms of helping with any of these topics? Like, are there any processes that you know of that individuals can work with, or
Yes. Processes are something that you beings love, and I understand. So, for example, Ambrosia is sitting here on a bench, rubbing her hand on the side of a bumpy seat. And the reason she's doing this is because she understands that it reaches me at a higher vibration. The feeling of it back and forth gets her to a higher vibration. She looks crazy to other humans right now.
Yeah.
But she's starting to not care as much, and that's good. So that's what we need for you to do. Be aware of what other humans are doing, but don't care. However you get there, whether that's rubbing the bumps on a bench, whether that's jumping around and singing, or whether that's doing art that nobody else likes. Because if you like it, then who gives a shit?
That's true. That's very true. Okay. So just basically zero fucks given is what you're trying to say.
Indeed.
Okay. Okay, cool. Cool. I'm with
you. As long as you don't hurt or harm other individuals. If you harm other individuals, that's not raising your vibration, and that's not the message that we want to share with you. The message that we want to share with you is to get outside of your own head, so that way you're not so worried about how others will view you.
Okay, definitely. Definitely. That's definitely a message for getting out of my own head, for sure. I just had something to ask, but I forgot. Okay. Anything else that you think is important to share today?
I lost him. He's gone.
What? He peaced out?
He's gone. He dipped out.
Probably had somewhere to be.
I was like, wait, this rubbing the bench, what happened? No, he's gone.
Oh, okay. I don't know. He had some space things to do.
I got distracted by somebody walking past me, so that very well could have been it. They, like, gave me this look like, what the fuck? So
I got
distracted. I, like, fully was in my body for a second, so.
Oh, it's cool. That was we got some good insight there, so for sure.
It's so strange because it's like he's sitting right next to me, right?
Right.
And then I can hear what he's saying. I can hear him laughing. I can see in my mind's eye him laughing and talking to you. But once I fully, like in the beginning, I don't fully release and I don't fully relax.
Yeah.
But once I fully just relax, it's not as though he goes into my body. He's just right here. It's almost like a puppet. Right?
Yeah.
Like you put your hand in the puppet and you can make the puppet talk.
Yeah.
It's that kind of thing, but I still am aware of what's going on. Does that make sense?
Yes, kind of.
No, it doesn't, Andy. But
cool. No, I mean, it feels like what you're trying to say is that your consciousness is in multiple places at once. Is that true?
That could be. Ooh, that's like really exciting. Yeah, that could be it. So it's like I'm fully aware of what's happening.
Yeah.
But every now and then I'll be like, oh, that's a good call. Good call. You know yeah. what I mean? Like, that's a good point, John. And then the other things, once I feel like I can feel myself releasing and then resisting and then releasing and then resisting, and it's just exciting. So I don't know, I just wanted to share that.
Oh yeah, no, it's awesome.
In case anybody was wondering how the hell this was working. So
no, it's so cool because I can tell now when you, like, sometimes when you do your live readings on Facebook, it's like I can tell when it's John now, or when you almost start channeling like him and really getting in the flow, because your pacing changes and it's like you talk very quickly but confidently. And it's like towards the end of this, you could feel like how in the flow you were, like you could feel how relaxed you were with it because the answers were coming quicker and stronger.
I wasn't like, was that right? Is this what he's saying?
Yeah.
And then like once I release and I stop talking for him, like, this is what John is saying. I just go.
Yeah.
It's much easier. It's much, much easier.
Totally. Well, actually, so that was great. I think there were so many nuggets in that. And I feel like I need time to process it because because that was just so on point. Before we wrap up, and I know you have to go, Ambie, but if you're listening to this, we're going to start doing, trying to have listeners on the show to do readings for them, just like Ambie did a reading for me. So if you're interested in that, you can reach out to us at innerbloompodcast@gmail.com and let us know, and you can get a free reading if you want to come on the show.
Woo-woo. If I can say something in here,
yeah.
Don't give me your questions via email. Just let me know that you want to connect. I like as little information as possible, just so I can verify a few key aspects. Like if you notice the name wasn't as strong, it was more of the personality that comes forward.
Right.
I'm working on the name. But yes, yeah, so if you listeners want a reading, don't email us your questions or anything like that. Just let us know you want a reading, whether it be a psychic reading or whether it be a mediumship reading where you're trying to connect to loved ones. And I would be more than happy to do that.
Awesome. Yes. Yes. So excited to have some of you on here. And I think that's it. This was a great episode. And until next time, see you later.
Bye.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, we would love, love, love it if you would give us a rating and review on Apple iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. If you'd like to get in touch for a reading with Ambie, an EFT session with Alexa, or just to say what up, we would love to hear from each and every one of you. And you can email us at innerbloompodcast@gmail.com or follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Inner Bloom Podcast. Until next time, remember, open your heart to the seeds of love and light and bloom from within. You